order the hearing of the House Rules Committee. It's Wednesday, June 15th. Sorry for our delay. We had one bill that ran ridiculously too long. We are happy to open up a public hearing on Senate Bill 330A. Please describe the bill for us.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 330A establishes the Task Force on Instruction of Talented and Gifted Children to be appointed by the Superintendent of Public Instruction, directs the Task Force to determine the resources needed to provide TAG instruction, appropriate level of funding, potential funding methods, and number of children who benefit, requires the Task Force to submit a report and recommendations to the Interim Legislative Committee on Education, declares an emergency effective on passage. We do have a fiscal related to the department's expenses to provide staff support to the Task Force.
Great. Thank you very much. Invite forward Ray and Margaret. Please join us at the table.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Rules Committee. Thanks for your patience today. Please introduce yourselves and proceed.
Co-Chair Olson, Co-Chair Hunt, committee members. I'm here in support of Senate Bill 330A. My name is Ray Bakuli, and I'm father of two TAG sons. I'm also a family doctor here in Salem for an Oregon Health Plan clinic. As a result, I see many families whose children may not be receiving appropriate TAG instruction and services through their school. As a Filipino-American, I grew up in a home where English was not the first language of my parents, much like many other kids here in Oregon. I was very lucky to have been identified as TAG and given challenging instruction very early in my school career. I am proud to have had the opportunity to become a physician and to give back to my community. Our English language learner and low-income TAG students are most at risk of never receiving this appropriate instruction. In these difficult financial times, we can even less afford to waste our education dollars teaching content that students have already mastered. I want to speak for the thousands of TAG children in Oregon that go through years of instruction that are far below their considerable potential. It is imperative that we engage these students and challenge them to work to their utmost ability. Please consider voting for Senate Bill 338 to give the state of Oregon badly needed resources to help our teachers reach our future engineers, scientists, and doctors. Thank you very much for your time and consideration.
Thank you. Margaret, welcome.
Good morning, Representative Olson, Representative Hunt, and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Margaret DeLacy. I'm testifying here today on behalf of the Oregon Association for Talented and Gifted, which is a statewide nonprofit membership-supported committee. I've included a leaflet on the back of your packets in case you have questions about who I'm representing here today. I'm here in support of Senate Bill 331. We have had several bills related to TAG funding this session. The fact that you are here, and I'm extremely grateful to you for coming to this hearing today. I know it's difficult. I think is evidence that this is a priority for people in the state and needs to be handled in a thoughtful and helpful way. We've seen several bills relative to TAG this session, and what we really need is an opportunity to sit down, come together in one room, and come back to you with a proposal that makes sense for all the education groups that would be affected. This task force would give us that opportunity. I've included in my packet information about TAG funding as it relates to funding for other special needs students in the state. TAG funding has been more or less level for the past decade, while funding for just about every other area in education has increased substantially. I'd also like to point out to you that we have a great need for students who are educated in science, math, engineering, and medicine in our state. I just saw an article in today's Oregonian about an effort to provide more green cards to students so that they can stay in this state, in this country, and do those fields. But at the same time, we have Oregon high schools, including high schools here in Salem and the largest high school in Portland, that are cutting back on the offerings that they are making, providing to students in advanced math for next year. When there are funding cuts for education, usually TAG services are the very first to go. And this does hurt us in the long run in terms of our competitiveness, and it also hurts our children who could be competing if they just had access to appropriate instruction. I'll end there because I know you have other stuff to do, but I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Representative Burt?
Yes. We pushed out and you may not have the answer to this question, so I don't want to put you on the spot. So if you don't know, just say. You didn't see it coming, and I appreciate that. We pushed out sort of the basic ed package early in our session so that school districts around the state could get their budgets done. Do you know of districts within the state specifically who did away with TAG as a budget response this spring?
Representative Olson, Representative Hunt, and Representative Berger, I can't tell you offhand of any district I know that has cut TAG completely this session. Our smaller districts are more likely to do that, and they don't get reported in the newspapers I see. I can tell you that several districts locally have cut TAG substantially. Oregon, Portland used to spend $1.3 million on TAG. It's down to about $300,000 now. Salem, I believe, has made cuts in, maybe some of the Salem parents can tell me. I was at a board meeting on Sunday, and there was a teacher there from Woodburn who was also talking about cuts that were taking place in the TAG office in Woodburn. So aside from that, I could maybe try and research it a little bit more. I would also say that this session we passed a House bill that will give the Department of Education access to district TAG plans. Until now, we haven't actually had access to what districts are doing for TAG.
Thank you. We actually had someone in the audience who was nodding on your question. Maybe if you want to come up and introduce yourself and address Representative Berger's question, that'd be great. Don't worry about that. If you just say your name.
Okay.
Oh, you don't worry about the protocol.
Representative Berger, my name is Celia Bakuli. I'm a Salem Kaiser parent. I'm also president of the Title I Parent Advisory Committee for Salem Kaiser, and I am a member of the Salem Kaiser TAG Advisory Committee. I mentor a wonderful twice-exceptional child in Kaiser, in addition to having our own two boys.
You don't need to credentialize yourself. Can you answer the question?
I know that out of three TAG specialists in Salem Kaiser, they were told to cut one, and so we are losing one.
So it's a third cut?
Yeah.
That's the answer to my question. Thank you.
Other questions for these witnesses?
I would just like to say that often the cuts are not just to specific TAG programs or TAG specialists. The cuts tend to come in classes at the very high end. We're talking about AP math, statistics, some of the classes that maybe can't be filled with 40 students to pay the high school budget tend to get cut, and those are the cuts that come at the very top of the instructional ladder.
I've definitely seen when our oldest child was TAG identified, I guess, 10 years ago. I mean, I can see just over the 10 years where there used to be TAG building specialists who actually had a significant part of their portfolio, and then that got dwindled down, and then the TAG specialist or director at the district level used to be full-time and then was winnowed down, and there's been a dramatic change. And then, as you said, it's really complicated by the reduction in specific programs that aren't TAG specific but are largely populated by TAG identified kids. We appreciate all three of you being here. Thanks for coming today.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for holding this hearing.
You bet. Close the public hearing and open a work session on Senate Bill 330A. Mr. Chair, Coach Olson.
Move Senate Bill 330A to the House floor with the due pass recommendation.
Coach Olson moves Senate Bill 330A to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Representative Weir.
Mr. Chair, I just want it to be known that I was once an identified TAG student. My school and parental units were at a loss to figure out what to do with me, and after much consulting, the decision was made that I should run for the legislature and do battle with the Democrats. So.
If only we could revisit that TAG plan.
Any further discussion? Amy, please call the roll.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Holby?
Aye.
Representative Winger?
Yes.
Representative Barnhart?
Excused.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Freeman?
Excused.
Co-Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Hunt.
Aye. Motion carries, and I note that Representative Harker is one of the chief sponsors of this, so we'll ask Representative Chris Harker to carry. Close the work session on Senate Bill 330, and reminder colleagues that we've got our concluding committee event tonight at Jim's Place at what time?
5:30. 5:30, tentatively.
Okay.
On the floor, won't be.
No, we'll be off the floor by then. So 5:30, there will be done before 5:30.
Yeah. I'm just curious, how long are we excused from the floor?
only for about two more minutes. We're adjourned.